Friends, welcome. This is What You Need to Hear, and it's the podcast for anyone who wants to create a healthier and happier lifestyle. I'm Nick Coyle, a transformational life coach who helps clients create change, confidence, and consistency through simple shifts in mindset and perception. This week, I'm talking about whether you take enough care of yourself. Do you prioritize your own rest and recharge as well as you do your own phone? Well, let's dive in and see what it's all about. So, how would you feel if I asked you not to charge your phone for a few days? Ooh, that gut feeling you've got right there. Oh no, I can't do that. I have to charge my phone every day. I need my phone. I use it every day. It's really important. Well, that's kind of the premise of what we're going to be talking about today. But this week, on Monday, it was my birthday, and I decided to down tools for the day. And I thought, you know what? It's my birthday. I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to relax. And weirdly, it felt really strange. There was almost a sense of guilt because I wasn't doing something. And it made me think, I was like, are we so conditioned that we have to be doing stuff all of the time? What is wrong with stopping and just prioritizing yourself and some downtime, some me time? You know, not running around after others, not trying to work, not trying to manage everything that goes on in daily life. And I think we can all, you know, associate with this one. Well, the challenge that I'm seeing in this is, how often do you make time for yourself? Like, as I mentioned, life's busy. And I get it. Like, there's so much going on a daily basis. You might be picking the kids up or dropping them off or shuttling them about to wherever it is they've decided they want to go that day or need to go. You've got all the household work to do. You're looking after meal prep, shopping, appointments, washing. The list goes on, right? I know I can see you shaking and nodding in agreement with me here. And it really does reinforce that question. How often do we stop and actually prioritize ourselves in the middle of all of that is going on? And the reason I mentioned the phone at the beginning is because we can all relate to this one. When your phone battery starts to drop and you look at it and it's 20%, 50%, 10%, you're like, oh my God, I need to charge my phone. How will I live without my phone? I need it to make calls, be contacted for work so I can look things up just in general. It's a part of me. Equally, how often do you pay attention to your own energy levels? When your energy levels are hitting 20%, 15%, 10%, do you turn around and say, do you know what? I know I've got loads of things to do, but I need some time for me right now. Okay, maybe sometimes you do, but let's be totally honest here and say, hell no, you don't. No, no, no. You're more likely to say, oh, I don't have time to sit down. I just need to get on with it. I've got these things that I need to get done. So I need to go and collect the kids. I need to get the shopping. I've got these appointments to get to. And you run through this list in your mind and you basically prioritize all those things over your own well-being. You start to deplete your battery. Now, the problem with that is that when we don't look after ourselves, when we don't give ourselves the right level of rest and recovery, when we don't manage our stress levels correctly, it does have an effect on our body. And we can start to see things happen like our immune system dropping, which is really important at this time of the year to notice that and to make sure that we're managing that. Cold weather, wet weather, germs flying about. I know we're being more cautious at the moment with everything that's been going on, but you know, reality, we have to go into public and not everybody is super cautious. So therefore, we need to be able to protect ourselves, and getting adequate rest and recovery can help us boost and maintain our immune system. And when that starts to drop, when our energy levels start to drop, other things happen that can throw us off course. And I think you'll all be able to relate to this one, and that's that we become more easily distracted or lose motivation quicker. And I know I'm not the only one who has felt this in the past and struggles with it even right now, which is you really want to make a change in your life. We're coming to that point in the year that we're all going to be looking at going, right, we've had Christmas, we've had some downtime, we've had family time, we've had loads of festive food. God knows there was probably turkey coming out of our ears. And, you know, as well as chocolates and wine and everything else. But hey, it's that time of the year. But we get to January and we want to press the reset button. We want to be a bit healthier. We want to look after ourselves. And we want to probably shift some weight. Realistically, most of us will want to do that. And that is going to take commitment to a process. We're going to need to increase our activity levels, whether that's simply just going for a walk or adding an activity, starting to get back into our classes again, going to the gym on a regular basis. We need to factor those things and add them in. Now, you're adding those in to an already busy list of things that you're already taking care of and trying to do. And it's like, oh my God, you're holding this big bundle of tasks. And it's like, I'm going to drop them all. How can I fit any more on there? Well, I suppose at this time, we should be considering the effects of trying to manage all these things. And most importantly, consider the effects on the next essential part of the puzzle. And that is your food, your eating, as well as getting more activity in whatever way you're doing that. You also need to be managing your food intake, your energy intake, your eating habits. And we can set off with the greatest of intentions with this, not even at just this time of the year. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's been there before, where you've gone in all gusto, all guns blazing, totally motivated, I'm going to make a change. And you go in with a bit of all or nothing mindset. So you do a quick clean sweep across the board. You cut out everything you consider bad, air quotes. And you try to be as good, air quotes, as you possibly can. And it's great because you've got the best of intentions. You feel motivated. You know the reasons why you're doing it. And you genuinely want to make a difference. But the effects of managing all of that stuff that we talked about earlier, the energy levels starting to drop and you not factoring in that self-care time, that you time, prioritizing yourself. Well, I'm sure you've said some of these things to yourself. Oh, I'm exhausted. I just need some comfort. Or I'm stressed. I need a release. And then all of a sudden, you give in to temptation or you meet one of these needs, is another way of me seeing it. And what happens is you then start to beat yourself up. Here comes the guilt again. You feel bad because you feel like you've ruined your efforts. And this is where the narrative begins. Oh, I do this every time. Oh, I failed again. We start to create that thought loop that every time you go to try working on yourself, your health, your well-being, your eating, your activity or exercise, gym, whatever it is, or a combination of all these, you've convinced yourself that you're doomed to fail, that you haven't got the ability to make this change. When actually, it was just that we hadn't lined things up correctly in the beginning. Had we have factored in some downtime and some you time inside of that busy routine, then you would have those moments of release. You would meet those needs for comfort. You'd handle those moments of stress through having allocated time in your week to actually de-stress. So your routine, prioritizing yourself and your downtime, and making sure that you are recharging your own batteries as well as your bloody phone is really important. So create a self-care routine.
And what I, that doesn't have to mean, you know, soap and bubbles and glasses of red wine by candle in the bath. Well, don't get me wrong, that all sounds really nice, but let's be realistic. We generally never get around to doing that once in a blue moon, right? So what does a self-care routine look like? Factor in some daily time out. And daily time out can be something as small as 5 minutes, aim for 15. Like, realistically, you can fit 15 in. But if that feels like a stretch, just start with five. 5 minutes where you sit down, you turn off tech, you just down tools and just breathe. Sit in silence. Have a cuppa. Whatever tickles your fancy, really. And then after that, make sure that you look at it on a weekly basis, giving yourself a reward. Reward time, whether it's time with the girls, a date with your partner, husband, wife, whoever, or maybe it's that you actually want some time alone. Maybe you want to go and do something. Maybe you want to take a few hours at the weekend and just go to an exhibition or go to the shops or the market, just get some time alone. Make sure you factor that in so that you get some time to recuperate. And then finally, in general, the rule of thumb, prioritize rest. If you prioritize rest alongside the busiest of routines, then you will be able to get through it. You will be able to cope. You will be able to be more efficient and more effective because rest supports us in being our best. So there you have it. That is my words of wisdom for you the week. And really, my closing note is to say, do not forget that it's okay to prioritize you no matter how much is going on in life. And there you have it, another episode of What You Need to Hear. And I hope you're taking away that message loud and clear this week, that it's okay to prioritize yourself, your rest, your downtime, or your self-care. And it will support you so much in any journey of transformation or change that you decide to embark on. I am Nick Coyle. This is What You Need to Hear. And if you haven't done so already, hit the follow or subscribe button so you get notified when the latest episode drops. And jump over to my Instagram at Nick Coyle Coaching, where I'm going to be dropping some amazing resources to support you in the change and transformation you want to create for yourself in the year ahead, as well as giving you some news and some free workshops. So I will see you there. Until next week, have a great week and keep chasing those dreams.